couple
just
of
call
them.
We're giving shit away next month.
All right, so we're next month, that being March, right? Because it's January now.
By the time you play these, March. Yeah.
Next month, March, we're doing a contest for the fans. What we're going to have is how many? Three or four?
Four.
Three.
Four for one. Four for 1 week in the month.
Four is a lot.
We're going to take four requests. Starting now, send us your requests. The requests are specific. Specific, not pacific.
Both. We want pacific and specific.
He calls it an espresso, so...
Okay, you have to pick a movie that is a remake of a previous movie. And what we're going to do is we're going to review the four movies that we get, compare them to the original, and explain the rest.
We'll send you... this is going to be what remake you feel is as good or is maybe even better than the original. You send us in your remake. We're going to watch the remake. Compare it to what we think is the original. What we think in comparison as to the original.
Okay.
And then we will give a prize to the one that we feel is the best remake from the original.
So we want the fan to...
give us their best remake.
What they like the best.
What they think is the best remake. Remake.
What if we get a double... two people request the same.
Well, we're going to take the first four, I think, that are different, right?
The first four that are different we're going to take. So get them in. And you know what?
And if you request one that is someone else's pick, John will let you know. And so you can maybe send a different pick in.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
Okay.
What are we giving away? Just stuff.
Stuff. We don't know why. It could be
fun. A grab bag.
It's going to be a grab bag. Just some shit we got laying around.
Go ahead, open up that package you received
You might even get a mini bottle of Jack Daniels. Who knows?
I'm not sure you can send it through the mail.
You shut up. We'll send whatever we want.
So send those requests to horrorcastings@gmail.com. First four that are different, we will...
remakes.
Remakes. They have to be remakes. We will review them in March, and we'll pick a winner, and you'll get some shit.
And it's what you think is a remake. I'm not getting into the discussion. What do you consider a remake and a reboot?
Reboot.
Yeah, if it's a...
not a sequel,
American,
though, right?
If it's a, not a sequel. Yeah. If it's an American adaptation of a foreign film,
that's fine.
Yep. Okay. So that leaves the door wide open, everybody.
You try to bring an American film from a foreign film that's better, you're going to be... it's going to be tough.
There's a few out there.
Let the right one in's about right.
Well, don't give him any hints. Ring. Cut that, you dick.
I'll cut it. Don't worry.
The Ring.
Bleep. I hate the fucking Ring. I will be up against anybody that tries to bring the Ring as a really good
movie. I watched the Ring. I enjoyed it.
I watched the Ring once. I haven't seen it since it came out.
All right, get that done, everybody.
Died, but did you know that he could read all our minds? He was the U.S. Adam with Jack the wife. He was a hyper-charismatic telepathical knight. JFK.
I attempted to read. It was fucking awful.
Hello, welcome to Just Another Horror Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Ben.
I'm Ben's wife.
Cobra, is this episode 99?
We are 99. That's right.
99.
One away.
I think it was
it's taken us 99 episodes to bridge the gender gap.
Is this the first woman you've had on the show?
It is.
We're so progressive.
When I start coughing, I came up.
So,
it's the election.
Trump is brought us together.
That's right.
Yeah, some
everyone thought, everyone thought he would bring us apart, but he brought us together.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
We'll credit that to him. He would take credit for it, so.
He would.
Garrett,
don't bring your political views onto this show.
Oh, that's right.
I'm married to Mr. Political right here.
We know.
Bruce Campbell and Don Coscarelli, and who plays JFK?
Ozzie Davis.
Okay. Chuck.
No.
From Grumpy Old Men. Because I have a plug later.
Oh, God. More plugs.
So Bubba Hotep means what? A southern
Bubba,
Egyptian pharaoh?
Yep.
Bubba is a just a good southern boy name. And Hotep is, what, a mummy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this movie starts off with infected penis bump.
Could be cancer. Could be gonorrhea. I don't know.
Yeah, he never gets that figured out either.
He's had hard on in years.
Yep.
All he wants is a boner.
And life is only about.
Let me tell you, when he gets that boner though, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. He's like, that's the biggest. I have it in my notes, but he's having it with something about the biggest boner he's had in years. So it's great. Come on, let's go get a
Oreo. So for a couple minutes of this movie, I feel like it was trying to get philosophical, a little bit. With the, you know, dead guy, what kind of life do you live, that kind of stuff.
Oh, there's a huge commentary in this movie about...
Oh, good, it wasn't just my imagination.
Oh, no, there's all kind of stuff all through this movie. It really is how, especially in America, how we treat old people. Mm. You just put them in a home.
You hate them.
Oh, I hate them.
You hate old people?
Oh, yeah, I hate them.
Old people are gems.
They're just sadder for our amusement, all right? What does he say later?
Oh. The dialogue in this movie, the inner dialogue, is my favorite part of this movie.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell just kind of narrates the whole thing as Elvis Presley.
Well, this is based on a book, and I can only assume that it's written the way the dialogue, you know, the inner dialogue of Bruce Campbell is in the movie. So
we have this lady who's running around stealing shit from people, including a lady in an iron lung.
That's how old people work, though.
Yeah.
Roam the whole...
Glasses
on.
Oh, took her glasses.
And all that's she has to say is, oh, it's so sad.
And she takes some chocolates from somebody's room, goes in, starts eating them, and there's a giant bug.
A cockroach.
What are those called?
Scarab?
Scarab beetle. Mm-hmm. Very frightening things.
And a big zombie cowboy-looking ghost rises up, which is Bubba Otep.
Who's a soul sucker.
Mm-hmm. Sucks people's souls through their ass.
Any orifice.
Or their mouth.
Any orifice, but he likes the one.
He prefers the ass, yeah.
Ass sucker.
Could he do the ear?
It's an orifice, right?
He probably could.
I mean, what better place for a soul sucker to hang out than an old folks' home?
Yeah,
it's true.
And every morning they're wheeling another dead person out. But nobody cares, because that's what old people do. They just die.
Yeah, so if they just drop dead, then it's just normal. So this girl comes in and is going through the one dead guy's drawer.
Well, Bruce Campbell's dressed like Elvis.
Right, the whole movie.
But he really is
Elvis,
or in his mind, he really thinks he's Elvis.
I believe he is Elvis.
Well, I think it's more commentary on old people. Like, they're so bored. Because
that guy's walking on his alone ranger.
They're so bored that they come up with these stories, and they just... And, like, Ozzie Davis thinks he's JFK.
That's all dementia.
Just hysterical.
I believe it.
Yeah, there's that, too.
I totally believe it.
But
I believe he's got a bag of sand,
up here.
I just love when he goes,
you're
black, though. He's like, they died me.
He has a scar behind his ear.
He did.
I think he steals the show in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's better than Bruce.
He's the best actor.
He's so good.
He also has the best bed. Did
you
know
that? Compared to Bruce, he had
Well, it looks like the presidential suite. Like, it's got the blue carpet and...
Big
all
giant
the photos
bed and the 4-poster bed, and it's fancy.
Freaking. Get a model of Dealey Plath.
Lee Harvey Oswald over his bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so good.
So some girl comes in. Oh, yeah, we already got the purple heart in the trash.
Callie.
Right? Yeah. And so he starts telling her and the nurse.
It's basically shaming the blonde girl for not visiting her father.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't care. Yeah.
That's pretty
rude,
right?
She was busy, guys. Yeah. She
like
was
I
busy.
Said, it's commentary on how we treat old people. You just check them in,
maybe not
go back and clean up their stuff when they're dead.
In all fairness,
pretty close.
When my grandma was in the nursing home, I went to go see her one time. I would go the same time every week before bowling Mondays. I went there, and she's like, you're going to have to leave. Bingo just started.
Oh,
I was like, oh, that's really rude. I come every day.
I used to volunteer in a nursing home when I was about 16 because I had to get a job, and I couldn't get a real job, so I volunteered. And it was at a nursing home where I did the bingo and bowling for the old people. And I remember this one woman I had to do bingo for. She was blind, couldn't see anything, and I had to do, like, 7 cards for her.
Oh, man.
And so I did bingo for her, and she was pissed if she didn't win. It was my
That's
fault.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You missed one. She can't see it, but you missed
it. I missed
it. She's like, I just know it. I can sense it.
She was mean. They take their bingo
See?
Real seriously.
Most old people are mean, aren't they?
They take their
Except
bingo
like
and
your
their bowling.
Grandma and grandpa.
Your own grandparents are sweet. Yes.
Yeah. But most old people that are in nursing homes are rude.
Dude, I worked at the...
I used to deliver the newspaper, and part of it was delivering to some of the people in the nursing home. And there were crazy old people. I had a guy grab me.
A guy tried to follow me out when I did the exact same thing.
He was, like, screaming at me.
Yeah.
He followed you?
Scared the shit out of me. He got right behind me. And I was like, okay, old guy. And I open up the door, and he comes out, and two people just come rushing over.
They bum rush.
So which side are you on, old people? Sad or for our amusement?
Our amusement, obviously.
Okay.
Sad. I'm for the old people.
Someone has to be.
When I'm old, I don't expect any good treatment either, so it's fine. It's fine.
I learned to like them when I worked at the VA.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call in.
Yeah.
We had a toenail clipper.
Oh,
that's
my.
All she did was clip toenails. Cause
how do you get that job?
Podiatrist.
And
she's making like $90,000
yeah,
a year probably to clip toenails.
At least.
But
I can probably do it for $90,000.
It's gross, but anyway, she quit. She walked out. And this old guy called.
Who do we get to clip the nails?
We didn't have anyone to do it. And this old guy calls and he's like, do you have a toenail clipper? And I'm like, nah, she quit. Not back in. It's like, oh, my nails are so long, I could climb a tree.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it with old people and their toenails and their nails, like, you have to take, like, electric.
Oh, man, they're so thick
something
and kind of yellow. And
that's what he said.
Oh, they're disgusting.
And they're thick.
They're old people. Climb a tree.
Oh, man.
For
and I just pictured, like, this old
the fact
man.
That
like, slothy nails.
Like, a tree.
The fact that somebody's using the VA like a vet. Can I get my nails clipped today? Like, what?
No, because if you're...
You gotta get groomed.
If you have diabetes,
yeah,
you can't clip your own toenails.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, though, when I'm old, I'm gonna do all that shit just to annoy young people.
And you have to pay
them
for
out.
It, that's boring.
That's what I'm saving my retirement for.
Clip my toenails, bitch!
You will be old and be the amusement. Other people will be your amusement.
I'll try to put on a good show, at least. Jesus.
Yeah.
So we learn about how this guy is an Elvis impersonator.
Sebastian Half.
Yeah.
And the real Elvis switched with him. He got sick of the lifestyle. I assume that the
no, he
thing
is
on
the
his...
real Elvis, and he switched with Half.
Yeah. He got sick of the lifestyle.
And then his contract burned up.
And all the women.
Fire.
Was he was heartbroken, right? And he got sick of the women.
Well,
and,
his wife left him. He never saw his daughter.
So he got sick. Now, is that, you said one of your favorite things about this movie is the word pecker.
Oh, my God. I love when people use the word pecker. It's probably my favorite word for the male anatomy. It just cracks me up.
I feel like that's something after the age of 50 you start using, right?
It's pecker. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, was that an STD on his dick?
I
don't know.
I mean, it's Elvis. He probably has been with half the women.
That's what I wondered.
He thinks it's cancer. He straight up thinks it's just cancer on his dick.
Well,
I heard somebody call hands dick beaters.
Yeah.
He's like, Eric, get your dick beaters off my gun. We were hunting.
Yeah,
that's I he's referring like, to your masturbation extreme. Obsession.
The reenactment of the story of the switching of the...
The blueberry pie.
The blueberry pie.
I thought it was
in the same shot. Pretty awesome.
I thought that was like a big old cold
It's easy to do when the glasses are on the wall.
So he's putting on a show somewhere and his hip gives out.
He falls and breaks his hip. And that's why he's in this place.
Yeah.
He was in a coma for a while and...
Yep.
And by then, the real Elvis had died, I assume.
Yeah.
Yes.
The real fake.
Or the real fake Elvis.
Real...
Sebastian Half died.
Yes.
Yep.
Like the drugs too much.
Yep. Although his eyes were all red when he walked in to trade identities with him.
So this is when we meet JFK, who is... So JFK's brain has been replaced with a bag of sand, and he's been dyed black by the people in Washington.
They.
Which is hysterical. Thank you, Daniel, for this.
Oh, that's right. Daniel, you wrote in. And
this.
I was going to choose this as one of my picks, the next one. I'm taking some spotlight away from Daniel.
Shockma.
Daniel wrote in. He said that he didn't know that Shockma was a zero, but he knew it was bad. So to make up for it, he requested this. So thank you, Daniel.
We appreciate it.
And there was much rejoicing.
This is probably, you guys aren't going to want to hear this because I'm the girl of the group. My friends and I used to call 1-800-TAMPAX all the time and be like, I live with only my father. I just got my period. What do I do? We'd have all these scenarios.
You would make them explain.
Uh-huh.
Did they send you free tampons?
Yes. Yes.
That's most important.
Well, that's worth it.
Yes. Worth it.
Did you guys get razor? Like, when I turned 18, Gillette. I don't know how they knew it was my birthday, but they said, they're like, happy birthday, 18th birthday, Jonathan, send me a razor,
really?
Mach 3. And then, like, years after that, I got him again. And it was like, why? Who are people sending these razors?
Because they're only worth 3 shaves, and then you gotta spend $27 on 3 new blades.
How many blades? They got up to like what, Mach 5?
5 blades.
Yeah, I remember I had that
Fusion.
One.
I think has 5.
Advertising just take is a scary. Couple layers they just of skin know with it.
No, you just feel like they should just glue glass onto a stick. Okay, so the bug, the cockroach, gets into Elvis's room, mm-hmm. and he has an epic fight with it.
Yes,
it kills it with a bedpan and a fork.
Is there a better physical...
Whatever that thing is.
Yeah, kind
is
of
there a better physical one. Actor than
no.
Bruce Campbell?
No.
He's better than Jim Carrey.
Mm. Although his makeup his job is horrible. Are so good.
Yeah.
Did you notice the
you
chin?
Can see the edges so everywhere. Yeah. It's not great.
So
and I was thinking that too. Like, why are you just have the camera right on his face all
yeah,
the like?
It's so close.
You can have a little further away so we didn't notice the big clump
you're
right
there.
You're supposed
to when you're proud of your work, and there's no way they were proud of their work. No.
Well, I think the budget was only like $1 million.
Yeah, it didn't look like the three movies we picked. I wouldn't consider these three horror movies that much at all.
I thought this was more of a tragedy than anything. I was actually a little sad this movie.
I was sad to see JFK die
mm-hmm.
again.
Spoiler alert.
Can you?
Yeah.
JFK. Oh.
J. Got it that
the
time.
Bullet went
are you
through? But as it's going through,
no, we're not just throwing out plugs all in a pile for John to sort through later. Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, it killed JFK.
I'm sorry that you have to do work. You're so lazy.
I am. This will be out sometime in April.
John, you should put it out in March. That's Women's History Month.
Wait, I'm putting out Bubba Hotep for... Oh, because you're the first.
Because I'm in this.
Congratulations.
Elvis fights the scarab beetle.
Mm-hmm.
And he kills it. And then he has the line, never fuck with the king.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did he say Jack or baby in this movie?
Everybody. Yeah.
After it already happened, I was like, we could make a drinking game with this, but we'd be dead by the end of the episode. He kept calling JFK Jack. You know what I mean, Jack?
Yep.
Hey, Jack.
Jack
I like that JFK makes Elvis admit he had nothing to do with Dallas.
You weren't there that day in Dallas.
He also wanted
I heard
to
you
know,
don't like my music.
He wanted to know about Marilyn.
Yeah.
How was she in the sack?
Freak.
She will be a freak until the day.
It's
until the day.
Enos Lotion time.
Well,
I wonder if that's in reference
that
to the movie or
Elvis anything. Finds after the Beatle Elvis. Goes to JFK's room. He's wandering the hall.
Nobody got that.
What'd you say?
I did.
It's penis lube time.
I put penis lotion time. I wonder if that's in regards to the movie or.
Woo! It's a sexy movie.
You getting off on bothered by Bruce Campbell's Elvis?
I don't know what you do when you watch it.
Holy shit, that makeup is.
Chin.
So he. Wait a minute. Mr. Huff's got a hard on. Good for him. Oh, that's what's going on here. That nurse finally made him.
I love that
have
nurse.
An erection.
She was fantastic.
Yeah.
What'd where's that at?
She rubbed salve on his
cancer dick.
Pecker.
Yeah. I don't know. That was gross, though. The shit she used for that.
Ugh. Oh, we missed that. He was talking to Bannister about the bugs being in there, and Bannister was
we'll
like, well, what bugs? And he's like, I'm not an ichthyologist. I don't know.
Big bugs, man.
Yeah, you were saying that, though, the bugs now go to Jack's room, Jack Kennedy, right?
No, he found the... After he fought...
Of...
After he fought the bug... He was wandering the halls, and Elvis found JFK laying on the floor.
Yeah, because
and
to him too.
JFK relates the story that Bubba Hotep was trying to suck his asshole.
Yeah,
his soul.
It's true.
And that's
so
when Elvis
both,
says
they have both seen the
an ass sucker.
They find hieroglyphs in the bathroom also.
Yeah.
We miss Kemosabe.
Something about Cleopatra.
Because JFK
I love
has that book.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Hotep. Sucks your soul, he goes and shits it out in the guest bathroom, and he writes graffiti on the stall door.
He shits souls out, or
yeah.
At least residue. Yeah, when he's
but
describing
he says
that.
Because the graffiti says something about getting on with Cleopatra, and it's just graffiti. And like, it's brilliant. I have chocolate ding-dong written down.
Yeah,
he offers the ding-dong. He's like, yeah, not my...
No, he asked me if he liked ding-dongs.
I guess mine will be chocolate.
He did say that.
Oh, man.
Okay, so the mummy starts coming down the hallway.
Shit eater, huh?
Yeah. He looks at Bruce Campbell and relays a bunch of information to him. Through his eye.
Is this the one that sucks ass?
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
It is.
He had all sorts of candy stashed in there.
Oh, yeah.
And he chose the baby Ruth. Can you plug Sloth from the Goonies?
Sure. No, not he chose...
No, it was a chocolate payday.
Boom. There's no such thing as a chocolate payday.
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is.
Not back in 2002.
Yes, there was. Stephen King made it a thing.
He chose the baby Ruth.
No.
I will bet.
I'm siding with Cobra.
He chose the chocolate payday.
I believe it was baby Ruth.
He didn't even say chocolate payday. He just said payday.
It's a chocolate bar.
Mm, I think he takes the baby Ruth.
No, Ben and I had a whole discussion on this last night.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah, like chunk?
All right.
No.
Chunk?
He takes the baby Ruth.
He took the payday, and it was chocolate, and Ben and I discussed this last night, because I said there's no such thing as a chocolate payday.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Sloth took from the baby Ruth. Yeah, he
took it from Chunk.
No, it was definitely a baby Ruth he took.
The battle.
My God, I don't know if this movie can go any further until we figure this out.
I have. Is there a chocolate payday candy bar?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can look at that, but I need
it
to know the
It doesn't matter.
We need to know what he picked in the movie.
Oh, shit! Pull up the tape.
Get the tape up.
He's eating it right now. I'm going to back it up.
Back it up. Look, we just delay the show to see who's right.
Back up, then.
Oh, all right.
That's a baby Ruth.
Oh, Cobra is still 95% right all the time. And by the way, the children...
95%? I'm right 100% of the time.
The children, these assholes wouldn't go back and look at the footage. There were hands pushing that lady's legs before they snapped.
They were.
Absolutely hands there.
I think he photoshopped it. I told him he photoshopped it.
I told him
like
I wasn't smart enough. I can't
blocking,
even run
yeah,
my phone.
The camera.
This. There is a flashback with a titty in it.
There is.
What? I didn't see a titty.
Yeah, it was a titty.
Where?
Two pharaoh
Egyptian women in the flashback.
Was I knitting?
We're walking around.
This?
Like,
yeah, they're walking around topless. And
all
I
saw was the woman bending over
the tape.
Her butt.
No, the mummy walks down the hallway, looks at Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell looks at him and sees all these
flashback.
Memories.
He has a flashback of it. Like,
and in the memories, there's
around.
Two women just walking around, no shirt.
See, I appreciate a good titty, and I did not see that scene.
Flashback titty, that's the only acceptable flashback.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I'm ashamed I missed
a flashback titty is the only acceptable flashback.
Well, as he says, we gotta watch harder.
Is the first one?
For titties.
People only watch if there are titties. Yeah. That's what I've gathered from this podcast.
No, unless it's PG-13
and
then he like...
It was fine.
There's strange rules that are too hard to follow. I don't...
Cover rules. It's like...
Cover rules.
It's ridiculous.
Like, the thing is so good, it doesn't need titties. But every, every Friday the 13th should have titties.
Oh, bullshit.
Friday the 13th? Yeah.
Should.
Friday the 13th, 6, best one.
It's the only thing it has going
one.
For it.
It's the best directed, but not the most entertaining.
And it had Darcy DeMont in it. Darcy DeMont? The chick in the...
It's DeMont, isn't it?
She gets her... face smashed in the camper.
They asked her to be nude in the porn one, and she wouldn't do it.
Oh,
and she lost out.
Brought her back.
I'm no animal. It's with court.
Yeah. And she, her.
They told her she.
I don't like
her.
So you know who I like? Debbie Sue Voorhees, because she showed her.
Well, she was supposed to be.
Debbie Sue Voorhees, right?
She was supposed to be, but then.
Kemosabe's down.
Kemosabe dies, right?
He starts walking around shooting.
He does.
He died of a heart attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm
he
pretty sure the soul sucker went into his bunghole.
Yeah,
he
died. Thought he was shooting him, too.
He died shooting. No, he died.
His calf got, that is sad. See?
He kept his...
Maybe old people are sad, but were you laughing?
Not at that scene.
Were you not laughing at Kemosabe?
No, because...
I thought it was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Actually.
Were you laughing?
I felt bad.
Yeah. So you think, all right, so you're starting to get swayed. Old people are now sad, not for our amusement.
When they're actually trying
when
to
they're
fight
dead,
off the
they're
soul
sad
sucker.
When
this
walking
is the argument I want to have during this movie. What are old people here
while
for?
While they're alive and they say ignorant things, it's hilarious. But once they're...
Can I talk about your grandma?
You cannot bring my grandma into this. Why?
About the aquarium at the...
No!
At the assisted living place.
No!
John will cut it.
Hang on.
What if it's really good, though?
Let me tell myself.
She...
Is this thing working? So he has decided that this thing on his dick is a cancer. He's like, I don't care. He's just gonna.
He's gonna go out fighting now because he thinks he's gonna die.
And he starts yelling at the nurse too.
Yeah, I was really pissed.
I was too. I was like,
why?
She's always been really nice to you and even called you Elvis.
She touched your dick.
Yeah, with a big foil on it.
He says he can move his own crankshaft,
which he can.
He didn't want to. It was hurtful.
Yeah, he had a flashback that the mummy kind of fell off. Under the bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I had that in here. Why didn't I say that?
Yes, I beat you to it. Well, he stole my Corey Hart plug
is
last
Is that beer
movie.
Any good?
It's had antlers above the rest.
It's actually not bad. No, it's
a green bottle.
And it,
I know,
but and it's it, pretty good. Have you ever seen My Bloody Valentine 1981? They brought you that movie.
That's decent. Can I have them? They're enough.
There's plenty. I watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, we know what the fuck YouTube
does. Yeah, we know what you do.
I send you YouTube videos. Would you watch them?
We work. You should see the shit.
I work. No, I do work a lot. Well, I watch my YouTube videos on break.
I hear what you send him on link, and he's like, Jesus Christ. Really?
That's not even close to what he sends me. Not even close.
No, I said half the stuff I won't open because, like, God knows it's going to pop up on my computer.
Send me a link.
What's up,
he
bitch?
He didn't say anything about what it was. He just sent me a link. I'm not paying attention. I open it up.
You're not supposed to trust
them. I look over and there's some woman with a cucumber.
Oh no!
And I'm just like, no.
What you said it. It wasn't anything bad like that though. What was it?
It was the inappropriate song.
Oh yeah, it's just the inappropriate.
That's what it was. I watched Deathbed at work, and again, same thing. Not paying attention. I look over at the screen and there's some woman just like this with her tits out. I'm like, fuck.
Ask not what your rest home can do for you.
Thank you, Ben.
But what you can do for your rest home.
Don't take my line. That's what Jack said. Right?
Yes, he did say that.
So what, then it's take care of business, and for the rest of the movie it's TCB?
Well, they did their... They both investigated. Elvis rolled down the hill towards the creek river.
That was so tragic.
And then JFK does his own investigation. And does he come up with... If a Hotep has no name, it's cursed.
If they put it in the sarcophagus with no name, it's cursed.
So this Hotep is cursed, and that's why it's...
But when the sarcophagus broke that's open why it's because the bus bombs. Wrecked, he was out, and he could go get souls.
Okay.
What year did this happen, this tragedy, the crash?
It was like
1950s.
Okay.
So it's probably been going on there forever and ever.
Yeah.
But it's just old people. We don't care about them. So they decide...
Wait.
You said,
are they sad or are they for our amusement? I gotta get this out of you.
Well, Elvis, like you said...
In your reviews, you all have to answer.
Commit.
You have to commit the one by the review. Sad or amusement.
So Elvis...
Pick a side.
...thinks he's dying anyways, so...
He's like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Out. Let's get down fighting.
Yep. Good answer. I love the electric wheelchair.
Oh, JFK.
Yeah, so it's a guy in a walker and a guy in an electric wheelchair. It's like one of the most badass shots ever.
And then when Elvis starts doing his karate, again, there's no better physical actor.
Because he looks like he's going to fall over every time he throws up his hands, yeah.
When he does one leg kick and you hear bones just start cracking.
Oh. God, I sound like that now.
Fire kills evil. That's what they say. They don't know who they are. But...
Took naps during the day so they could stay up and fight the Hotep. Yeah. But then Ozzy Davis, JFK, falls asleep.
He still falls asleep.
Okay, so they set him on fire once after he...
Only his waist up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not
They
very...
think he's done.
But he's not.
Over. And he has that poem to read about kicking your bag behind to make him go
Yeah, he's like, first. I'm... Even at the end, he's like, this poem is bogus. There's no way this is going to work.
So the mummy comes back to life and calls him a dog dick.
That was actually kind of cool the way the Egyptian script threw on the screen and kind of told you what it was.
He was trying to eat Ozzy Davis's asshole, but they got him out of there. He kept his soul.
Nobody eats Ozzy Davis's asshole.
Did he motorboat his butt cheeks?
He tried. Couldn't get in there. So they go rolling back down the hill again. And Elvis sets him on fire again.
But Elvis has a rib sticking out.
He's in real bad shape.
So he knows he's dead.
But he's happy with it.
But
because
he
his soul
mummy.
Is not going to get sucked.
Well, not through his soul.
Yep.
The rest of the...
And everyone's soul.
Like three people's souls. Because
he killed the mummy, right?
Everybody else that's living in the old person home can die a peaceful death now.
Well, that's nice.
But I forgot that he died at the end of this.
Super tragic.
Kind of shocked.
Everyone dies.
Yeah.
The
once they become like 2, 3, 4, 5, like whatever.
All
but when
is
they're
well
little,
the
you just want to squish them.
Ooh.
They're so cute. I'm a lady. I like babies.
All right.
I can't help it.
What did you think of Bubba Hotep?
All is well, by the way.
Yes.
Okay,
well.
So
all
we
well.
Killed the Hotep. Mm. Everything is good. But Elvis dies and JFK dies.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got it. Elvis has just left the building.
So what
historically
you,
is accurate.
What did you think of Bubba Hotep?
Do I have to rate it between 1 and 10?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Why?
Okay, so first of all, I love Bruce Campbell. He's a good actor. Second of all, Elvis is kind
of
my guy.
I bet you watched Burn Notice, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh, really?
Nope.
He was in that. Well, it was FBI.
I just found out yesterday he was in that. And I really like Elvis, but they totally did not have any rights to anything Elvis, because when they did the whole Elvis on TV 24/7,
never showed him.
Yeah, no Elvis songs, nothing.
Yeah, even when he was doing the thing, he was just standing out there playing air guitar.
Yeah, so. Which I have seen an Elvis impersonator in concert. Mm. It's actually fantastic. I enjoyed it. I thought it was actually kind of sad at the end. It was really tragic.
Cobra. What'd you give this movie?
I gave this movie a 7 out of 10.
Only a 7.
Clink. 7 out of 10.
Oh, I need
a
beer.
You don't even have a fucking beer.
What have you been doing over there?
I drank my beer.
Thank you, Ben.
Get your friend
Thank
a new
you
one.
So much.
Get your friend a new one.
Cut the fucking shit, John.
Thanks, Ben. That's the 9th time now we've had to cut that because you just can't.
I'm gonna put a 20-minute show together of you just saying that.
It's because he's never done it before. That's.
I like Bruce Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
and
loves
I like
Bruce
Chuck.
Campbell.
Chuck was amazing in this. Mm-hmm. He was great as JFK. I believe he got died.
Yeah, I totally believe him.
In a scar.
He did have a scar.
He's
I'm fucking with sand up here. That quote is so fucking funny.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
He acted circles around.
He did. Bruce Campbell just laid to bed with some bad makeup for the most thing and tried to quote Elvis.
Thank you.
It was fine. It wasn't much of a horror movie, but it was fun to watch.
It's on par with, like, Shaun of the Dead. Horror comedy.
Yeah, but even Shaun of the Dead had, like, a lot more gore in it.
They both had heart, though.
You forgot to tell me in your review.
What?
Old people. Are they sad or are they for our amusement?
They're sad.
They're sad.
I love old people. I have so many old people in my life, so I have to say that.
My 7, though, is going to be for our amusement. Old people are here for our amusement. Yeah. They're funny to watch them suffer.
Mm.
That was that, that
that's the part far. That makes you laugh? They're funny because of the shit they say.
Yeah.
Not because they're dying. I didn't mean because they're dying, but because, like...
No, just suffering. Of course. They're different.
They're just suffering.
Yeah.
It's different.
Not, like, because they're dying. No, because they're losing their mind and they're telling stories.
In a blind
like that. But it's also terrible.
And they're taking all of our Social Security, so we have nothing.
And you know, to cope with it, you have to laugh.
They earned
You have to laugh. That's
to.
It.
Well, they earned it.
Will we,
World
though? No, we won't.
We won't have any Social Security.
Nope.
We're so fucked.
I gave this movie an 8.
I was going to say, I kind of actually agree with them there.
Yeah.
An 8? Why?
I felt like there was a lot more behind it than just a crappy comedy horror movie. Like, they put a lot of emotion into it and stuff.
There's a lot
of emotion.
And also Bruce Campbell and his physical comedy is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Just, even, like, he has to be, he's restrained to a walker the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still fucking flying all over the place.
He falls down a
that,
hill like
going
another.
Down the hill with a walker had to be.
That's
for our amusement, by the way.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely for our amusement.
Okay.
Just like most people. Up until then,
Except
it's just all funny.
Let me say this quote. My grandfather,
not all funny.
Who was dying, he was in the hospital. He had, like, a lung infection. He was 83. And he was dying. And he's like, oh, fuck. I hate this. And he's like, I'm going off life support. I'm like, well.
So he was conscious of this whole thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He's like,
okay.
Well, it sucks. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And he's like, you know, some guys got all the luck. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, but not me.
So he's still making jokes.
That's horrible.
Oh,
he's like, it could be raining pussy. And I'd walk outside and look up at the sky and get slapped in the head with a big fat dick.
Your grandfather's at this.
I also give it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, that's
Woo!
I like
amusement or not?
Well,
sad.
Love Bruce Campbell. I like that this movie actually had a little bit of heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than, I mean, it's not a horror film. I mean, it's more horror comedy, if anything. Kind of Shaun of the Dead type. Writing was fantastic. I bought the book last night because that monologue that he does throughout this movie is so good. And I imagine that the author wrote it this way and that they actually used a lot of the monologue from the actual writing. So can't wait to read it. It's sad. I think it's a commentary on how old people are treated in this country. You just stick them in a home until they die, go clean out their stuff when they're dead. It's 50-50. It's
No, they say shit just to like fuck with you. But
it's sad when you see somebody suffering, but they also can say some really funny shit. And
yeah,
the old woman stealing shit at the beginning. That's hilarious.
It's
because
horrible.
Old people steal shit.
It's a model, baby.
Oh yeah.
So
do you have a phone?
8 out of 10.
My grandma, and I swear to God, this is true. We were at Pizza Hut in Slippery Rock when it was connected to
Giant Eagle.
There was a cutout of Oral Hershiser, half body, sitting there. She tried to order. This wasn't later on in life. She was still in her 60s. She tried to order a Oral Hershiser.
Our amusement, people.
For our amusement.
That's going to do it. Thank you, Daniel. And good luck editing this, John.
Drill me.
Can I do the thing?
Yeah.
Horrorcastings at gmail.com, facebook.com/horrorcasting. We're on Twitter at horrorcasting.
Okay.
And thank you to Ben's wife.
Thank you for having me on.
Thrill me.
Goodbye.